Good morning. My guest this morning is Candace Mackey, Executive Director of Redwood Arts, and we're going to be talking about a concert upcoming of the Delphi Trio at the Occidental Center for the Arts on Saturday, January 20th at 7:30 p.m. Welcome, Candace.
Thank you very much.
All right, we're looking forward to hearing the Delphi Trio, and the classical trio has a piano, violin, and a cello, and Jeffrey LeDur is the pianist, Liana Berube the violinist, and Michelle Kwan the cellist. Tell me what they're going to be playing.
So they're going to be performing three different piano trios, obviously. They're going to open with the Brahms, and then they're going to do the William Bolcom and complete with the Beethoven. And the William Bolcom piece is very interesting because it was actually written for them. They approached him, I believe, at a conference, and he heard them play and was extremely excited about writing this piece for them. And it only has been played, I believe, three or four other times. So it's still a premiere, still considered a newer piece. So it's very exciting for us to be able to host them.
Sure. Now, there's a bit of a controversy. Maybe controversy is too strong a word, but some people think that it's great when you're hearing new music to be able to hear it in advance, to go home, listen to it in your living room perhaps, and then hear it on the stage. And I was really pleased to hear that they've made a recording of this. It's available on their website. So especially people who might be a little anxious about new music or contemporary music, they can listen to this and hear it at home, know what to expect, and then come to the concert hall. I guess that's true.
The nice part about the Delphi, which I've really appreciated, is that they partner with composers that are very approachable. Their music is generally tonal. If not, it's extremely emotional, so you can attach to it that way. And I don't know if you have ever experienced this or not with new things. I tried a new author. I love mysteries.
Okay.
And you're never sure with new music, new authors, anything, if you're going to get into it and like it or not like it. And it's kind of, it's a little anxiety building. But this group, we actually heard the pianist when he subbed in for us in about 2011. And then we invited the trio up in 2013 and were just blown away by their playing. So in this case, they were a rising star for our series. And then we've invited them back because they've proven to be so amazing. And especially with these new pieces, they have a great balance of tonal, dissonant, newer, not newer. It kind of brings your ear back to what you're familiar with. So it's not as anxiety building.
Yeah. And when I first heard the first notes of that, it made me think immediately of Dvorak.
Yeah.
They're jumping into that. I said, oh my gosh, this could have been written by Dvorak instead of a guy writing it a couple of years ago. And then he takes it in places, obviously, that Dvorak wouldn't. And what came through to me is the storytelling, is the emotion of this new piece. So again, contemporary music fans or people who are new to contemporary music and mostly want to hear the Brahms and the Beethoven, this Bolcom piece will really blow you away.
Well, and it's nice that you can go knowing that you're not going to be uncomfortable. Like you said, you can preview the piece from our website. You can find out everything you want about it. And it's not going to be jarring. It's not. It's just beautiful.
All right. What else do you love about their playing? What really stands out to you?
For me, it's, you know, at the Occidental Center for the Arts, which is one of our home venues, we love the piano that's there. It's a rebuilt Mason and Hamlin, but it is not a full-size Steinway B. It is not a full-size grand piano. And we've had a trepidation in introducing it to professional trios that travel, including like the Peabody Trio. All the trios have said the piano is very good. Jeffrey LeDur loves this piano. He has said to me on more than one occasion, I look forward to playing this piano. I can't wait. And I want everyone to come see him play it because it's incredible. His love for the instrument and obviously his ability is incredible too. But this is kind of a meshing of his love and his ability. And it just shines in a different way that you don't usually
and
see.
And it's a 7 foot or less, 6 foot?
It's less.
Ah.
Yeah, I believe it's a 5'8".
Wow.
Yeah.
But it has a gorgeous sound.
It's very bright, very beautiful, very clean.
All right. Well, we're talking about a concert by the Delphi Trio at the Occidental Center for the Arts on Saturday, January 20th, 7:30 p.m. And what should they do if they want more information?
Definitely go to our website, www.redwoodarts.org. You can call me at 707-874-1124 or email me at rackmusic@sonic.net and ask any questions you want. We're very open.
All right. And what blows me away, too, is that for students who come with parents or guardians, they're free.
Yes.
Other students only need to pay $10 if they come on their own. That's fabulous. Thank you for introducing classical music to a younger generation.
Oh, we just appreciate them coming.
Tickets are $30 general admission, and as we said, free for students, $10 for unaccompanied students. I'm Steve Mencher in for Roland Giacopetti on KRCB's Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.